I want to get going. You know, there's pastor said, are you excited about this morning? There's an excitement, but there's a smile on my face, John. I'm so happy to be here. I'm really happy to be here. And one of the reasons, because I get to see all the people that I connected with when I first came here, you know, years ago, you know, you're my brother. You're a part of me. I love to hug you. I couldn't go past too many of you just shaking hands because I'm used to hugging you. Do you understand what I mean? It's more than just a shake of a hand. I got to hug you. And I'll probably have to hug a lot more of you before I get out of here. OK, but I am very glad to be here this morning. You know, and talking to the Lord and saying, Lord, what do you want me to speak about? Because by his word, I've been here a number of times, spoke a number of times here and shared a number of things about the things that happened to me when I was with the Father and Jesus. And he said this morning for me to stay where I usually go. You know, 9 years ago, May 5th, 2006, my heart stopped for an hour and 45 minutes. Usually I'll show the 700 Club DVD, and many of you have seen it, and it has Dr. Rigay on it. He lives in the area in Gig Harbor here. He was in the room when my heart stopped. Not too many people have that much evidence when they talk about they died. Do you guys hear what I just said? I got the medical records plus the doctor. And many of you remember what he said. He said the man was what? Really, really dead. He wasn't just dead. He was really, really dead. Now, I didn't know you could be really, really dead. I don't think anybody else in this room knew you could be really, really dead. I think we all thought, did you just be dead and that's it? But that doctor, critical care doctor, rated in your state as one of the top 10 doctors in the state, rated in your state as the number one patient care doctor in the state. His credentials are solid. Did you hear what I just said? Very solid. I've had people, I was over in Olathe, Kansas. The Church of Nazarene has their headquarters there. And a bunch of them came to hear what I was saying. Well, they had to check up on me. For some reason, they got through to the doctor. They called him up and asked him, did this really happen to this man? He said, yeah, the man was really, really dead. Seriously, that's what he said. You know? But the bottom line is this, and Tammy, you've heard it before. I was born again. I knew Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I had the Holy Spirit residing on the inside of me. I did what Christians are supposed to do. It is not unusual for Christians to go to heaven. You know why I say that? I don't say that so it wows you. I don't say that so you say, whoa, or any of that stuff. I say that for you that are born again to know this is your natural path. It is not unusual for us to leave our bodies when we leave our bodies to go to be with the Father and Jesus. That's what happens to us. I wish we act like it. I believe we'd be more bolder than what we say sometimes. Knowing thing, the worst that could happen to us is we'd leave our body and go to be with Father and Jesus. You know? This year, we're pushing over 4,000 people coming to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior or making recommitments. That's where we're at right now. You know? And I've emphasized on the recommitments, Pastor Jan, for one reason. Because lukewarm is not what God wants people to be. Do you guys hear what I just said? And many Christians are what I would call lukewarm. Lukewarm. Yeah, lukewarm. You know what I mean? They're neither hot nor cold. They're chameleons. When they're with people that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they act that way. And when they're with people that do know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they act that way. That's called lukewarm. A warm. I've been in Virginia too long. That southern accent's getting to me. But the bottom line is this. God is not looking for that type of person. And you have to understand something. You that are born again, when you leave your body, you're going to be where the Father and Jesus is. Not because I said it, because Jesus said it. I like to use a scripture. And this scripture can be used two different ways. But the way I use it is talking about what happens to you when you leave your body. And it is John, the 14th chapter, 1 through 6. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. What I like to do is like I have a box here. And in that box, I'm handing it to you. And what I'm telling you is this. Jesus Christ is standing on a tall, tall mountain, shouting to the entire world, trust me. Did you hear what I just said? And the reason he's saying that is because everybody on this planet, whether they like it or not, it's going to leave their body someday. Whether you like it or not, it's out of your hands. You're going to leave your body. You can do all the things you want to try to make yourself live on this planet longer. You can run. Do you hear what I just said? You can exercise. Some of you don't know what that is, do you? My wife was exercising, and we were in the Nashville, Tennessee area. And my wife was exercising, and she was exercising in front of this lady. And she says, oh, I love exercise. I love to watch it. You know, you can do all those things to try to extend your life on the planet. But someday you are going to have to leave. It's going to happen. Even myself, it's going to happen to me again. Sometimes people say, you went to heaven? I said, yeah. He said, then why didn't you stay? Well, to be honest with you, I could have chose to stay if I would have entertained that question. But I experienced everything he did for me, and I did not want to go there. I wanted his will more than mine. I came to understand what Jesus meant when he said, not my will, but your will be done. Somebody else got to grab that this morning. You got to start saying, not my will, but your will be done. And I can remember that literally when I was there, everything was right. There was nothing wrong. It's past peace. You've heard that before. Many of you in this body have heard that before, but how many of you live with it? Because the Bible says in Philippians, the fourth chapter, that we can have peace past understanding. Ain't that what it says? Ain't that what it says? It says it right there. But how many of you are living in that area of peace past understanding right now? You're so worried about everything. Everything is worrying you. You're worried about everything and everything's worrying you. You know what I'm talking about. But God said, ain't that right, that we can enter into that realm of peace without understanding. I was there with the Father and Jesus. And that's how it is. You might as well go ahead and start getting used to it. You're going. You might as well go ahead and get used to it. So they call you crazy. Because that's what happens, Victor, when you start living in that realm. People call you crazy. Am I correct? They say you're out of your mind. I like that old statement. Yeah, I'm out of your mind. I'm out of your mind. Is that good news? So here I am, you guys. Jesus Christ is literally standing on top of a mountain to me and saying to the entire world, trust me. You're all going to leave your body someday. But you that are connected to me, you that have a relationship with me, you that are born again, you that are that new creation, you're coming where I am. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. And he said, the only way you're going to get there is through me. I like to say this. I like to say this over and over to people a lot of times. It is not a religion. It's the way it is. Have you taken it and walked that? It's not a belief system. It's the way it is. And somebody may be in here and says, that's your belief system. Guess what I'm going to say? You find out. Did you hear what I just said? The Bible even says every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That doesn't just mean the people that know him as Lord and Savior. That means the people that don't know him. They're going to find out. It's going to come out of their mouth whether they want it to come out of their mouth or not. You guys hear me? We start arguing about it and fighting about it. We don't have to. Guess what's going to happen? Everybody's going to find out sooner or later. This is not a religion. It's the way it is. When I left my body because I was born again, I went where Jesus is. Is that good news? One of the things that took place, this place is a church of healing. People believe in healing. And we're going to pray for people today. to be healed. I always tell people this, not because I try to put myself up on a different pedestal, but I try to tell them this because I want to know how great their God is. I had 29 different things wrong with this body. 29. Ben, 29. 29. You that have gone to school know what I'm talking about. 29 is a lot. And any medical person, when they look at the records, they always tell me, if you didn't die of that, you should have died of that. I was down in Tucson, Arizona, not too long ago, in the wintertime. I know where to go. I shouldn't say that because I was in Ohio the week before. But that's a whole different story. But I was down in Tucson, Arizona, and this doctor came up to me afterwards. And she looked at the book, and she was reading the medical records of it, and she said, you're the type of person we call the family in on. Because you're not going to make it. Medical people know this, you guys. When they look at that, they cannot say it is not a miracle. Tacoma Journal calls me the miracle man. Federal Way, St. Francis calls me the miracle boy. Why do they call me the miracle man? Because when they look at the records, there's no way I should be standing here talking to you right now. We should never have had a relationship. I should never have met you. And I should not even be able to talk to you right now because I lost oxygen to my brain for over 10 minutes. You guys hear what I just said? And usually when you lose oxygen to your brain for over 10 minutes, you have brain damage. Really, they say 5 minutes. I give people a little grace. Because some people think they need 10 minutes to lose. Some of you only need 2 minutes, but that's a whole different story. You know? Oh, I better not go there, huh, Lord? No. But the bottom line is, I had lost oxygen to my brain for 1 hour and 45 minutes. You can check it out. I don't have to make up the story. I don't have to make it sound greater than what it is. Our God is a great God. He does great things. Somebody in here needs to know that today. It is not unusual for God to do great things. That's what he does. Is that good news? And what did he do? I always say him and Marilyn ganged up on me. Seriously. Marilyn went to praying. You guys know the story. Some of you need to start doing it. She became the general on how prayer was going to be prayed over me and who was going to pray for me. She didn't even let some people in the room because they came to the hospital with the idea that, oh, my uncle had this happen a long time ago. Anybody that came in the room with a story like that, she said, visiting hours is over. Some of you need to guard your prayers. Do you hear what I just said? You're letting too much stuff come in and it's destroying what you already have. You need to stand on what you have. And she stood on it. And what did she get? The results. I'm standing up here right now before you without brain damage. I don't care what Michael thinks. I have no brain damage. None at all. My toes were supposed to be cut off. It was in this church. A lady stood up in this church and talked about how they were planning on bringing me back in the hospital and cutting off all 10 of my toes because they were dead. And what did God do? He healed all 10 of my toes. He healed all 29 different things that went wrong with this body. You know, I'm not a fluke. It is not, oh, that happened to Dean, but it ain't going to happen here. That ain't what happened. That's our God. He does that. That's what he does. He don't pick one person out and say, I'm going to do it for that person and I do it for this person. You guys hear me? Sometimes people say, well, Dean, you know, didn't you do this? Didn't you? You know what I did, Pastor? I laid there. He did it. I just laid there, you guys. I didn't do anything but lay there. And he did it. You know, somebody in this room, the reason I'm covering this, because he wants you healed 100%. He don't want you to crawl home. He wants you to dance home. And right now you're crawling and you kind of gave up. And the Lord is saying, no, don't give up because I want you to dance home. There is a time you'll go home, but you ain't supposed to go home that way. Somebody better grab what I just said. You know what I mean? But God healed all 29 different things. I have no residue. I have nothing. You've been with me, John, all these 8 years. You know I have no residue. I am not on medication to keep going. I'm not on dialysis because I was on dialysis for a while. He healed me off of dialysis. You guys hear what I just said? everything that went wrong with this body, he healed. Matter of fact, they brought me into Tongva Journal for about three months. You know, not staying there, but brought me back and forth in and there. They were checking me out because they wanted to see what they did to get the results they got. It's not a bad thing. They just wanted to make sure they could reproduce it with somebody else. But the bottom line is, after a while, they said they couldn't figure it out, so they told me to go home, Victor. That's what they said. Go home. Because God did it. He did it. And if he did it for me, he can do it for you. I didn't pay him a bunch of money. I wasn't giving thousands of dollars to the church. You guys hear me? And now I'm standing before your elected officials in Washington, D.C. to get to tell them how it was to die as a Christian. Is that good news? And I wasn't headed there. You guys know, huh? That was not my plan to come back here and go to Washington, D.C. You know? Someone would have thought I had brain damage if I came back with that idea. My wife would have really thought I had brain damage. But the bottom line is God healed me. But where did I go? I went to be with the Father and Jesus. I went there because that's what Jesus said. It really is all about Jesus. It really is all about Jesus. Some of you got to grab what I just said. It is about Jesus. And somebody in this room may say to me, that's your belief system. And I'm going to say it again. I always said, Harold, I'll say it again. You'll find out. I don't have to argue with you. I don't have to try to convince you. It is all about Jesus. You know, I remember leaving this body to go meet the Father and Jesus. How fast did I get there? Let's go with Scripture again, because I love to go with Scripture. You know why I go with Scripture. You know me for a long time, because I'm trying to explain that realm in this realm. This is a temporal realm. We say that's supernatural and this is natural. No, that is eternal. And this is the temporal. Do you guys hear what I just said? That's the realm you were really created to be in. If you read your Bible in Genesis, the first chapter, you were created to live forever. That's eternal. That's where you're supposed to be. That's why we call it home. Do you guys hear what I just said? You're out of home by being here. This is the temporal realm. You're not even created for time. Time wasn't even created for you. You were created out of time. Most people don't realize time was created for the devil. It's really his countdown. You read your word. God was counting down before the moon and sun was even created. Did you know that? First chapter, you read in Genesis, it was the first day. Second day is also in that chapter. The third day is in that chapter. Then it was the fourth day he makes the moon and the sun. You guys hear me? But he's counting down already. And he wasn't counting down for Adam and Eve because they were created out of time. Somebody better grab what I just said. I know that kind of grabbed your mind. Sometimes it does. But the bottom line is, it's really his countdown. What happened with Adam is he went and clocked us in. Jesus clocked us out. Some of you are acting like you're still clocked in. You're not clocked in. You're clocked out. Act like it. So when I left my body, I went to be with the Father and Jesus. I like to say this because most of us are afraid to die. You can't die in the sense like you think you're going to die. Jesus has already died your death. You read the second chapter of Hebrews and it says he died your death. What kind of death did he die? Not only a spiritual death, but a physical death. He went through everything you were supposed to go through during that moment. Sometimes people say, what was it like to die? I said, I don't know. I get to tell them this. I get to share this. And I share it this way. I say, I don't know. I wasn't there. And they say, wait. Didn't you breathe your last and leave? I said, no, I left and my last breath was there and it breathed. But I was gone. The Bible says in James, the second chapter, faith without works is dead. Just like the body is dead without the... Ain't that what it says? Your body cannot live without you, but you can live without your body. Some of you should be rejoicing. Is that good news? Most Christians are afraid to die and don't realize we don't have to go through it. We don't die. Our body does. I was in Leavenworth just not too long ago. Last weekend, matter of fact. Leavenworth, Washington. You know, you see Leavenworth other places, you know, they ain't thinking about Leavenworth, Washington. I found I have to be more, descriptive on places I'm being because people think of things different. One guy said, I texted him, I said, pray for me, I'll be in Leavenworth, Washington. He said, I hope you get a lot of those prisoners set free. Didn't know if you go to Leavenworth, you're going to prison, you know. But I was in Leavenworth, Washington, and this guy was telling me he had a similar experience. And he said he left his body, and he was watching his body breathe its last, and then he came back into his body. Did you guys hear what I just said? You don't have to worry about it. You're not there. It's your body that's there. I left my body and went to be with the Father and Jesus, to be absent from the body, to be in the presence of the Lord. That's how fast it is to get there. The reason I share that most of the time, because I just want you to understand how fast your prayers get there. Your prayers were beating me there. They look like shooting stars. Were they shooting stars? No. But they were moving in such a way, even how fast I was moving. I was moving faster than the speed of sound. That means faster than what you're hearing me say right now. I was moving faster than the light. That means the light from the ceiling coming down to your face. I would be there. And yet the prayers that people were praying for me and others were passing me by. This church should know that now. It should be a part of your, when you're praying, Tammy, and you're up there and you're praying for the group when they're praying just to, before they start singing. You should always say, our prayers are already there. Let's go. He's already answering your prayers. Did you hear what I just said? We act like we got to wait on. We don't have to wait on. We just need to start thanking him. Most of us ask and ask and ask again. And he says, ask, believe, think. Start thanking him. Some of you praying right now. Stop asking. Start thanking him. He wants it more than you do. Is that good news? Someone said, what stops? Mostly it's your heart. He's just waiting for the heart to get right. Somebody better grab what I just said there. You know? Sometimes you prayed a long time ago. Some of you are getting your blessings now. And you're wondering why they come now. Because your heart's right. I haven't done that in a long time. I stopped doing that. Pay attention. You know? But the bottom line is that I share that with people because I want people to understand that your prayers, your Father wants to hear from you. He wants to hear from you so bad that even when I left my body, your prayers would have beat me there. See, you don't understand. He made your voice. He made a place inside of him for your voice to fit in, John. He wants to hear from you. I like what 2 Peter says. I'll read that to you. Our 1 Peter 3:12 says this, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are attentive to their prayers. He wants to hear from you guys. He wants to hear from you. Stop blaming everything around us for the situation we're in right now. We have the power to change it through prayer. You guys hear what I just said? Most of us don't realize this. China is supposed to be the most Christian nation come next year. China. Supposed to be the most Christian nation next year. That's what they said. There will be more percentage-wise of Christians in China than anywhere else in a nation. You guys hear me? And you wonder what's going on. They pray. They spend lots of time in prayer. They even have people that are specially, called aside to pray. And they make sure they have housing and food so that they spend time in prayer. You guys hear what I just said? And look, that nation is not a democratic nation. We still got freedom to talk like we're talking. They talk like they talk. Victor, you've been there. They talk like they talk, and the next thing you know, they could end up dead. But they pray. They spend a lot of time in prayer, and look at the results that are happening. People are still coming to know Jesus Christ, no matter what the government says. Do you guys hear what I just said? So here it is, you guys. I'm leaving this body. I'm going to be with the Father and Jesus. And this is what God wants me to emphasize. I don't know if I've emphasized it here or not before, but he wants me to emphasize this. What was it like to go from this realm of time into that realm of eternity? I remember coming in, and when I came in, the first thing I experienced was everything was right and there was nothing wrong. And I fit. I was not out of place. Did you guys hear what I just said? It was like I always was created for this place. It was not unusual for me, Harold. This is what I was supposed to be in all along. That's got me. How much I fit. There was no one standing right there when I entered in and said, wait. We've got to clean you up a little bit more. You're bringing some of that stuff from earth and we don't let it in here. You guys hear me? I didn't have nobody standing there and say, wait, we got a place over on the side here. You sit over here for a while and you wait your time. And when your time and we think you're ready, we'll let you in. I didn't have no one say, wait, what's your resume that says you get to come in here? Do you guys hear me? I didn't have no one there standing at that moment of entering into that realm telling me that I wasn't supposed to be there. Is that good news? I like to say it like this. Jesus looked at me, saw himself on the inside of me, and I was in. When did I qualify to get in? The day I accepted him as Lord and Savior. Some of you grab what I just said there. Whether you realize it or not, you're already in that realm. You need to act like it. This is not your realm any longer. You are born again. You are a new creation. And you that are in this body know what I'm talking about. Some of us think something new just happened. No, you went back to the original plan of the way it was supposed to be. Did you hear what I just said? Then act like it. It's all right to have the knowledge, but start acting like it. Start acting like you're in that realm already. Don't go by what you feel. Go by what Jesus Christ said. Some of you need to get off your feelings and get back into what Jesus said. That's what got you here in the first place. He said, if you come to me, accept me as Lord and Savior, you'll be saved. Did you feel it? No, you just did it. You may have had a feeling afterwards. Is that good news, you guys? And when I got in, everything there was glad I was there, like I was supposed to be there. Is that good news, Hector? Like I was supposed to be there. Is that good news? When I say everything, I mean everything. I mean, listen, there's animals in heaven, and they speak. They can talk. They're intelligent. You read the 5th chapter of Revelations, and it tells you that animals came around the throne, and they were giving God praise. That means they were speaking. It says that. I didn't put it in there. I say this to a lot of people a lot of times, and they say, well, I said, you look in every Bible, it's there. And I didn't go to everybody's Bible and put it in there. It's been there all along. A lot of times we don't see it because we look at it from an earthly point of view instead of a heavenly point of view. And if you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, you have the ability to hear it from a heavenly point of view. Ain't that right? So here it is. There's animals there. And every animal there, the Revelation 8 chapter tells me there was a bird flying around. And I always tell people it was not a parakeet. The Bible said it was an eagle. That's what the Bible said. And it was proclaiming things. It was talking. So everything there, in the sense of animals, they're alive and they're intelligent and they can talk. And they were glad I was there. They were all happy I was there. The atmosphere is alive. It can talk. You read it. 7 thunders. 10th chapter of Revelation. They spoke. John was writing down what they were saying, and then he was told not to write down what the 7 thunders said. Ain't that correct? Everything there, the atmosphere was glad I was there. What do you mean by the atmosphere? I mean the atmosphere. What do we breathe? You don't bring your body with you. It stays here. You don't need it there. Is that good news? Most of us don't realize that. We think we're going to drag it along with us. You're not. It's staying here. You know? There's a groups out there that believe that once you die, you go in the ground, you stay in the ground, and it's called soul sleeping. You guys have heard of that. Remember that? And I always say, well, if they believe in Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter whether they believe they go to heaven or not. As long as they believe in Jesus Christ. Because when they die, they go in there any old way. And when they get to heaven, they can argue with them all they want. But you know what's going to happen. They're going to be glad they were wrong. Now, let me tell you something. Whether you realize it or not, every one of us in this room got something wrong. I'm telling you that right now. When you get there, you're going to find out there were things that you believe one way. That ain't the way. But the good thing about it, that didn't get you in. Jesus did. Seriously. I'm just letting it, let you know that right out front right now. So here I am. I'm entering in and the atmosphere is glad. When I came into this building, I almost felt like the atmosphere was glad I was here because I knew all my friends that are in this building was glad I was here. You know what I'm talking about. You walk into a place and it just seems like there's a electricity in the air and people are glad to see you. Were you glad to see me? Then why did I have to come over here and give you a hug? I love them. I heard that we're going to be relatives pretty soon. Kind of. What do you mean kind of? In a roundabout way, but we're still going to be relatives. Yeah, you are. You are. We come from the same father. Praise God. But the atmosphere was glad I was there. Now, this is the one that always gets people. Pastor John, you know what I'm going to talk about. How things like furniture are alive in heaven. They're not really furniture, you guys. A lot of times we mold heaven after earth. Heaven was here before earth was. Earth was really created in the image of heaven before the fall. You guys hear what I just said? So there really is no furniture there. But things God has created that look like furniture or would be like furniture here is not furniture there. There's in the 9th chapter of Revelations that says there's these horns on top of the altar. Altar's a table. Ain't that right, Pastor? And they speak. You go there. The 16th chapter, 7th verse tells you that the very table that the horns is on, it talks. It does. I know you're looking at me saying, that man been watching too much of that Beauty and the Beast. I know he been watching it. He got little kids. He's doing it. I know he is. The good thing about it, you can say, I don't believe a thing you're saying right now. Doesn't matter. That doesn't get you in. Jesus does. Amen. Is that good news? Yeah. And when you get there, I'm going to be honest with you. You're going to act like you knew it all any old way. In reality, you do because the Holy Spirit resides on the inside of you. You have all the knowledge. You guys hear what I just said? But the bottom line is that the furniture is alive there. Even the throne, the very throne that God sits on. I can remember literally seeing that throne. But the Bible says it's alive and it talks. The 19th chapter of Revelation says a voice comes from the throne, Chuck. And when that voice is talking, it isn't God talking. It's the throne giving glory to God. Ain't that right, Curtis? So everything when I entered in was glad I was there. Everything. I mean everything. When I say everything, I mean everything. That would be like you walking into this building and the benches are glad you're here. That would be something, wouldn't it? Most people would be running out the door. And they'd be going out there and telling somebody something and somebody said, oh boy, you know, something wrong with that church. But the bottom line, everything there was glad I was there. This is what I say, Victor. It was like Jesus Christ went before me and announced I was coming. But you want to know when he did it? The day I accepted him as Lord and Savior. The day I accepted him as Lord and Savior, he announced I was coming. You've been announced. You've been announced. You've been announced, John. They're expecting you to be there. Is that good news? Then why don't we act like it? Why do we act like we're not being announced? Why do we do the things that we know we shouldn't do? My Bible tells me this, Jerry, that if you love him, you'll keep his commandments. Not because it gets you something, but because you love him. Do you guys hear what I just said? I'm not trying to get on you for nothing. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm telling you, you've been announced. Act like it. You've been announced. You may say, well, I don't feel like it. Doesn't matter what you feel like, you've been announced. It would be like someone being announced at a wedding, and I've been to a lot of weddings in this building. And when that bride is coming down the center aisle here, you usually have some type of music that's going on to announce they're coming. Ain't that correct? And everybody stands up in anticipation for what? The bride. Guess what? You've been announced. You've been announced. You've been announced. You that are in this room, you got to understand, if you're born again, you know Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and you have the Holy Spirit residing on the inside of you, you've been announced. Now you got to start acting like it. And it's needed more than ever that you, not that you're prideful, not that you're out there thinking, I'm better than everybody, but you walk in the announcement that God has made that you're His son or daughter and you're coming where He is. When Sonny went home, she didn't surprise them. It wasn't like, oh, what are you doing here? You know what I mean? We didn't expect you for another 50 years. Do you hear what I just said? She was announced a long time ago. And when she walked in, everything there was glad she was there. Yeah. Every one of you that lost someone, when Bill went home, he didn't have to sneak in, come in through the back door. He came through the front door, and everything there was glad he was there. These are brothers and sisters that I know that left this body since I've left. They went home. You know, I'll be honest with you. I thought I had an agreement with God that nobody would leave that I know until after I go back first. Seriously. I remember the first guy that left this planet that I knew was a Christian and went to heaven. I was kind of not too happy. The reason is I thought I had an understanding with God that I would go back first and then I would greet all my friends in. It ain't happening that way. A lot of my friends are going in there and they'll be greeting me in. You guys hear what I just said? But every one of them that has left this planet, that's been born again, they've been announced and they've been received. And everything there was glad they were there. You were created for that place. You got work due here. What is your work? To do the same thing I'm supposed to be doing. What is that? To tell as many people about Jesus Christ. There's nothing greater. I was there when people became born again. I was there when a person accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I remember what it was like to hear the sound of everything in heaven. And I just told you everything's alive in heaven. Turning toward the throne of God and shouting the name of the person that just accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and giving God glory for it. See, we were born, whether you realize it or not. People say, well, we're born to praise God. That's true. We're born to worship Him. That's true. But we're born to have a relationship or a fellowship with God forever. The reason you exist is because God wants to have a relationship or fellowship with you forever. Is that good news? Every child that is conceived, God is looking forward to that eternal relationship or that internal fellowship that He will have with them forever. He wants that. We're not just conceived just to be conceived. We're conceived because He wants to have that connection with us forever. That's why He created Adam. He created him to have a relationship or fellowship with Him forever. Am I correct? He ain't changed His desire for you. That's why He sent His Son. He wanted to put that bridge over so that you could have that relationship with Him forever. Somebody better grab what I just said there. That should be shouting news right now. That He created you. You may not think you're created for that reason. You may think you were an accident. No, you're not. He created you so that He could be with you forever. Is that good news? That's our Lord. That's what I felt like the Lord wanted me to share this morning. That everybody in this room that knows Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you've been announced. You've been announced. Harold, He wants you to finish out what you're supposed to do on this planet. But you've been announced. You've been announced. And when you come in there, you think you welcomed here? Oh boy. You don't know what welcome is until you enter into where your Father and your Father and Jesus is. Everything is glad you're there. There ain't nobody saying, oh, that man showed up. Uh-oh. You know what I mean? Well, let's go the other way. There he is over there. Let's go over here, you know. I'm not sitting on that side of the church with him because he's, you know. Everything is glad you're there. I don't know how I can get that across to everybody. I don't know how I can even communicate it in this English language. That when you get there, everything is glad you're there. Because most of us today, we're so caught up in what we got going on here that we forget that there was someone that's always welcoming us. Did you hear what I just said? You're always welcome with your Father. You were created to be with Him forever. Praise God. I want everybody to bow their heads and close their eyes.